Live, 855-453.
You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. That's how we do it here on Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-453. And we also do Skype, so you can call in on Skype. It actually sounds great. It's awesome. At some point or another, this will be how talk radio is done. But we're on the cutting edge here on Free Talk Live.
Hopefully you use something other than Skype, but sure.
What, is there some other way to get better audio?
I don't like trusting Skype.
Okay. It's Microsoft.
It's Microsoft.
And Brian's a hipster, so
yeah,
you know, too many people.
There's
know
other
about.
Options like Jitsi. And anyway, but I agree. This is definitely the route that everything's going.
So that, yeah. Well,
if they're calling a radio show, they don't need to have encrypted communications. But yeah, I agree. For common,
true.
Like, you're more talking about for personal phone calls, right? Because the government does spy on Skype calls.
Right, right.
Especially if they're international.
Well, I'm glad to know that because I'd heard at one point that they couldn't spy on Skype for some reason.
Oh, they definitely can. It's Microsoft.
I didn't
Microsoft
think for a second that was true. It sounded like horse crap from
yes.
the very beginning. So anyway, our username on Skype, and you know, I obviously don't care about being spied on because you'd be talking on the radio, but our username is lrn.fm. That's as in Liberty Radio Network. So lrn.fm. And we, while we're waiting for those calls that we talked about there, we had an article that we talked about last week, and it was the rise of libertarianism. I think let me get the title here. It's gotta scroll up for it. It's the Rise of the Libertarians. It's written by Max Borders. It's in fee.org. And the byline, which I love, the 10 reasons why Slate, Salon, and the progressive media are afraid. Now, we read a lot of stories from Slate and Salon on this show. Especially Slate. I think they do some pretty good reporting. But some media makes no bones about the fact that they are sort of, you know, liberal. And it's... It makes you wonder what, like the Alternet, for instance. We read some articles from them, and it makes you wonder, what am I reading here? And, you know, clearly there's some kind of agenda to it, so...
Well, everyone's, like Slate, actually, recently, they've been pretty good as
yeah.
far as being, you know, even-handed on things.
I tend to like them.
Yeah. They reported on the internet kill switch ended up being real. I mean, and it's not, you know, they're not a paper or a news source that, you know, I wouldn't call them libertarian, so they enjoy big government, but amazingly, they reported on that. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, well, I remember during the Bush administration, I kind of liked the,
anti-war flavor.
Yeah, I kind of like the liberals quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I've liked them less during the Obama administration.
Sure.
Whichever party is not in power tends to be the one that is the more savory at any given time. So, anyway, let's go on here with the. We had read these the first two in the last show.
Yeah, we started this last week. I wanted to go back to it for continuity purposes. Because I think people were curious to hear the rest.
So number three, the first two were libertarianism is the new center, which is as opposed to wishy-washy moderates. Now libertarians are moderates. Okay.
You know, I really like to think about politics or political views in a 3D spectrum instead of on a line.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
The centrist is a linear term for someone who's...
It's not. Centrist is in and of itself not the linear term. But yes, if you're talking about the Nolan chart, which is more on a spectrum,
yeah.
The center is still the center of a planar area as opposed to a linear area.
It has two axes instead of one axis,
right?
Like traditionally, you're taught to think of left, right, and center, and it's a line.
Right.
With the left being Democrats, right being Republicans, and central being just... The people who take the worst big government policies of both sides and embrace those, basically. But if you think of the Nolan chart, which David Nolan was the original founder of the Libertarian Party, is that right?
I think he was in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think he founded the Libertarian Party back in the 70s, I want to say. Anyway, he created this chart it looks like a plus sign. So it has a horizontal axis and a vertical axis. And if you are a centrist in that definition, then you are in the middle between liberal and conservative. That's the left and the right.
Right.
And then sort of north and south is authoritarian and libertarian. And so you could have a conservative who's on the authoritarian side, so like someone like Hitler is the example that they cite often.
Yeah.
You could also have a liberal that's on the authoritarian side, so someone like maybe Nancy Pelosi. and you could have people who are on the left, you know, maybe more liberal, but also towards the libertarian side, so they would be like on the top of the chart, right? And also kind of people who are more conservative, but also more libertarian than authoritarian. So I think it adds a little more depth to people's political views. And it's interesting because when most people take the world's smallest political quiz, which goes along with this chart, they are likely to come out seeing or being able to visualize that they are more libertarian than they thought.
Right.
For most people, that's how they come out.
It's surprising how many people are libertarian, and once they hear the term, then they can internalize it for themselves a bit more. When I first started dating my wife, and it's got to be more than 10 years ago now, she self-identified as a liberal. But she had told me about having taken the world's smallest political quiz and coming out a libertarian. And, you know, she just didn't take, you know, it's like, it's designed for me to come out that way. Well, it's not, but the fact is that many people do come out that way because many people really believe that folks should be able to make their own decisions in their lives as long as they're not harming other people. And that's essentially the tenet of libertarianism.
The world's smallest political quiz is, I think, one of the only successful examples of mainstream marketing of libertarianism. You know, the two major parties, they have the best marketing in the world. You know, libertarians, you know, great message, not always the ideal messengers. And the world's smallest political quiz really brings that out to people that maybe they have more libertarian views than they realize.
What I love about the Libertarian Party is they provide me on a national level oftentimes candidates for whom I can vote that I don't have any expectation that they're going to win, but you know, they make me feel better, right?
Like it was my gateway drug, I have to say. Like the Libertarian Party back in, I want to say 1997 or 1998, perhaps, I found their website. And that was a time when not everybody had a website. And I remember going across the Libertarian Party's website and looking at their platform and saying, wow, you know, this is a political party that I could actually get interested in. And then pretty quickly after that, I realized that it wasn't going far enough for me. You know, I really didn't support any kind of government or politics. But it was an introduction that got me into, oh, okay, this is what libertarian is, and this really resonates with me.
It's also, we are all signers of the Free State Project, and it's also a really great marketing program for the Free State Project, because all you have to do is run one or two campaigns in the Libertarian Party in your state, whatever that state might be, fail miserably, and then you're beginning to look for new ways of doing things. And that's when the Free State Project really comes into play, because if you cared enough to run for an office, you probably care enough to pick up and move.
Yeah, they're an activist.
Yeah.
Sure. But, I mean, I would hope that people don't just get discouraged and completely walk away and say, screw this, I'm not going to do
some
anything.
Do. Plenty
some
do. Plenty do.
But some people join the Free State Project.
Indeed. So if you want to find out more about the Free State Project, you can go to freestateproject.org.
Yeah, and in fact, actually, next weekend, we are going to be at the Liberty Forum, which is an event that's put on by the Free State Project every winter.
Yeah, it's like 4 days from now.
Yeah, I'm getting really excited about it because it's always a good time. It's a, you know, a kind of a fancy event. It's at a hotel. Not really fancy, but they've got speakers. They've got stuff you can do inside the hotel.
That's pretty nice. You get to see maybe a real-life version of the rise of the libertarians there. I mean, they definitely, you know, you get excited.
Jeffrey Tucker said it was life-changing for him last year. He got his first bitcoins at the Liberty Forum. His Bitcoin virginity was taken, and it changed his life. And it may change your life, too. Go to nhlibertyforum.com if you want to find out who the speakers are. We've got Naomi Wolf coming up, Cody Wilson, a bunch of other people that are really exciting that I'm curious to hear speak. Panels, live radio shows, Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting from the Liberty Forum. So if you've heard in the past the Free Talk Live's live broadcast from the Liberty Forum, then you know how much fun it can be. So
get your tickets at the door.
Yeah, one more time, nhlibertyforum.com. Drop in and say hi to us, because we'll all be there.
That's right. It's going to be a big Free Talk Live party. As a matter of fact, I really appreciate it. I'd like to thank the Free State Project for throwing our biggest remote for us. Love it.
Yes.
Lots and lots of listeners there at the Liberty Forum. And again, 855 450 free or on Skype, lrn.fm, free talk
live. Share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact in helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox Coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can just call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
So, in the like I said, give us a call, talk about what you want. We are talking about this article from fee.org about the rise of libertarians and It's a really great article. Number three here is libertarianism is a powerful vision. Max Porter says, if the technocrat's dream was a man standing on the moon, the libertarian's dream is of a peaceful, prosperous city-state, perhaps on the sea. You got a link to the seasteading there, which I think is awesome. Built after bright, creative, and conscientious people. That's because ours is a philosophy of peaceful cooperation, real community, and lateral relationships. Indeed, it's only through cooperation, community, and lateral relationships that free people get things done. Technocrats look around the world and feel that society, especially the economy, is like a rocket they have to launch and keep fixing in flight. But you have to have the right people on that mission control, they believe. You have the right technicians designing this thing, but society is not like a rocket at all. It's like a coral reef which rises up from the ocean floor thanks to billions of interactions, none of which anyone planned. Ordinary people are starting to grok that. And this is something, this is probably the most difficult thing about libertarianism for people to get, is that it's decentralized. It's individuals working together making moral choices, as opposed to some government official trying to get something done. Every time, you know, I mean,
people are not good or efficient at making decisions for others. They're good at making decisions for themselves, or at least better than other people.
Right. There's sort of three layers of this. So there's the you use your money to make decisions about things for your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pretty good at that. It's the difference between building a house, you building your house, and the government building a school. Everything the government does comes in over budget, over time, over everything. And whereas if you're, for instance,
they have no incentive to worry about it because it's not their money.
If you're spending your money on something for someone else, you're going to be you're going to have some care for your money, but you're not going to know as well what they need necessarily. So that's a problem. Imagine for a second grandma buying you a laptop. How's that going to go? It's not going to go well.
What's a laptop, Sonny?
She's going to buy a laptop. Is it going to be the right laptop?
Uh-huh.
You know?
I'm wondering, they're using the word technocrat. I wonder what exactly. I think maybe they're just using that as an interchangeable term with central planner. But, I mean, that's a pretty loaded term.
Yeah, I would have preferred central planner, too.
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, technocrats, that's something, I mean, that's been around for a long time, since, like, the 30s. And I'm just, you know, they're just people, actually, they want to get rid of money, and they're in its entirety. They want things based off of energy currency, not the kind of money that we're used to. So, yeah, it's an odd word for them to use, but I think I get their point.
So, and the last and least efficient way to distribute money is for somebody who didn't earn the money to buy something for somebody they don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's somebody they do know, it's still not going to go well. But, I mean, you know, there's this, the farther separated you are from the earning of the money and the spending of the money, the receiving of the benefit of the spending of the money is the worse, you know, it's just not going to go well. And it traditionally doesn't go well. That's why you have people ripping off the welfare system. All the conservatives are always concerned about the welfare system, and for good reason. It's a mess. And the liberal types tend to be concerned that poor people don't have, things to take care of themselves. Well, one of the reasons is that 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes to take care of the middle class bureaucrats that administer the program. That's
pretty high.
That's, you know,
people complain about charities that spend 30% on administration.
Absolutely.
You know, and they don't notice that the government spends way more than that.
The awesome thing about the internet is now it makes it much easier. You can look at the charities and you can see what they spend and you can see
they're way more transparent than the government, and they don't even have a bureaucracy to try to make sure they're transparent, which doesn't really do that, which is right. The Government Accountability Office, so called. That's kind of
the GAO is my favorite government entity. I've got to admit, I mean, they don't seem to mind pulling punches, but they wouldn't need to exist if it wasn't for the rest of them. So going on, number four here, partisan politics is dying. The kids today are growing up in an era of high tech decentralization, and B, in an era where electoral politics is being exposed as one big charade. They're becoming increasingly disaffected with the backbiting, name-calling, cronyism, and bureaucratic bungling that is the nature of the particular beast we call politics. And politics is the primary means for both conservatives and progressives. While partisans sit around and pontificate, young people are exercising their freedom and making the world a better place through massive open-source networks. This is the essence of the opt-out culture. Millennials, having grown up on the web, are not really into centralization, and thus not into politics. It's much easier for them to imagine a world in which you choose from thousands of apps, emergent communities, and than a world in which every couple of years you wait in line for ages to send your prayers up to get one of two crummy apps, only to have them both stink. Libertarianism is this is an analogy towards politics.
Sure.
Libertarianism is the antidote to the failed democratic operating system.
Well, you know, I get the point, and I hope it's absolutely true. That this is what's happening with young people. But I'm concerned that that's actually, it may be the opposite case.
Okay.
Because what's happening is that I think a lot of kids are getting wrapped up into, well, what's happening in the tech world as a good analogy, if this is the reason, you know, that kids are appreciating decentralization, is the tech world right now is experiencing extreme centralization. In fact, there's movements online called, there's one website, redecentralized.org, that is all about kind of rewilding the internet, you know, and you know, turning it back into the Wild West. And my concern is that with the efficiency that comes with using Google and all of their services, you know, where they're all interconnected and intertwined on your Android smartphone, my concern is that kids or, you know, the young people coming up are actually going to wonder, wait a minute, you know, I can communicate between these apps, or I can send an email and things can happen in seconds. Why does it take the government so long to get something done? And I'm worried that their answer isn't going to be to not to have government, but to have pretty much a serious, hardcore tyranny, which is hard to believe that the U.S. government could get more tyrannical. But I'm concerned that they would want essentially an emperor of Rome that could just, yeah, no, I'll make the decision just like that, you know, at the snap of a finger. So I'm worried that I hope this is the case, what this article is laying out, that kids are wanting decentralization. But at the same time, you know, if we're basing it on what they are seemingly desiring statistically in the tech world, they want centralization, in my opinion.
You mean they want fast movement?
Yeah,
centralization tends to not provide fast movement, even when you had one ruler.
I don't know. I think I'd debate that a little bit, but you could be right.
We'll see. I mean, you know, it's interesting. The world's going to go the way the world goes. Free Talk Live's just going to talk about it.
That's right.
855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype, Free Talk Live.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453-7333, in case you don't want to know what the letters are. Sometimes those smartphones don't have the letters on the numbers.
Yeah, that's got to be going away, the idea that they don't have the number or the letters.
So you think they're putting the letters on the numbers?
I think so. I think letters are going to become pretty important just because the way that the world seems to be moving away from phone numbers, but they're not moving away from phones, and so you're going to be typing in people's names more than you're going to be typing in numbers, I imagine, in the near future.
You know, I remember when I was in high school, I would know people's telephone numbers, but I don't know too many telephone numbers. I don't
Me
know my
too.
Mother's number.
I'm always, yeah. I'm always thinking I'm going to be in trouble if I get arrested and I have one phone call because I can't remember anybody's number.
I mean, I don't make that many telephone calls, but, you know, just sort of out of memory with somebody's number.
Yeah.
Right. But I think everybody remembers email addresses well enough.
Yeah.
And those are so, you know, thanks to things like, or thanks is an operative term, but, you know, things like Google Voice or Google Plus or even Facebook asking for your phone number to you know, verify things. Email addresses are as intertwined with phone numbers as they are the other way around, and so an email address will get you someone's phone number.
And so if an email address is easy enough, mm-hmm. people tend to just sort of remember it anyway. People often know that I'm just Mark at freetalklive.com.
Right.
It's not that difficult.
Right.
Matter of fact, I got MARC and MARK directed to the same account so that people don't have to, you know, ask that question. Which
right.
always,
thinking.
You
always
should get BRYAN.
I was just going to say, I need to do that.
Just email Ian.
Yeah, I'll talk to Ian.
So this brings up in my mind, Brian, by the way, it's Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
This brings up in my mind a security issue.
Okay.
So, first, I want to talk about ProXPN for those who are concerned with security.
Sure. ProXPN, of course, they are a huge supporter of Free Talk Live and of liberty in general. Okay, they want, this is a company that really, really wants a freer world, and they are doing something. Their business model is working towards that. Yes. What is ProXPN, though? ProXPN, it's a virtual private network. This may be a buzz term, VPN, that you're hearing a lot around ever since Edward Snowden, you know, has done really a great thing in revealing what a lot of dastardly organizations have been doing to private people, I'll say, around the world. And VPNs are one of the ways to protect yourself, to protect your privacy, a privacy that is your right. And it will be, it's very simple. It's just a piece of software you install on anything. You can install it on your smartphone, on your tablet, be it Android or iOS. You can install it on any computer you've got, whether it's Linux, Windows, OS X. You take your pick. It works for all of them. And you know, it's going to protect, it's going to encrypt all of your online data. Anything you do, whether you're using a messaging program or you're using, you know, a web browser, or you're, even if you're on Steam, you know, take your pick. Whatever you're doing, it's going to encrypt that.
Is that some kind of new drug?
Steam is
I'm on Steam.
Steam, it's very addicting, I'll say that. Steam is a gaming platform.
Okay.
So if you game on PCs, you're probably using Steam. And it'll encrypt all of that. You know, before it gets to the ISP, because the ISPs, you know, they're keeping records of what you do online for, you know, at least 6 months, sometimes up to 5 years. And you can say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. Okay, you're not doing anything wrong now, but you never know when some online site, you know, gets labeled as a gambling site out of nowhere, and then suddenly, retroactively, guess what? You did something wrong. So you're going to want ProXPN to solve that problem, to encrypt everything you're doing. It's online insurance. It's peace of mind for going on the internet. It's great for when you go to, when you're at an airport too, because you got a lot of bad actors hanging out in those airports that, you know, that want to take your data.
Yeah, dude, if you get on the internet in the airport, you need to use ProXPN.
Oh yes,
because if they, even if they just get a password, and this is one of the things that I wanted, this is what I wanted to talk to you about.
Sure.
So thanks to ProXPN for sponsoring the phone lines. And
yeah, use the code FTL20 if you're going there. You get 20% off the lifetime of your account.
So, like for instance, I go to the airport, I get online, I pop in a password or whatever. They,
sure.
Somebody's got a sniffer, a packet sniffer. They figure out my password. A lot of people use the same password over and over again.
Right.
In accounts.
Yes.
And so if they have your email address and your password, they're pretty far into getting into a lot of your accounts.
This
right?
is true, yes.
But bank accounts?
Yeah,
things
sure.
Like that? Sure.
Sure. It's yeah, especially because a lot of your, you know, bank accounts generally do extra steps of security because they'll ask you other questions, or maybe they'll have a picture or something. But the thing is that if they get access to your email account, they're probably going to get access to a lot of the login data that you created for your bank account. So, sure.
So let me ask you this about passwords online.
Okay.
I think passwords online don't need to be terribly big because oftentimes if they're just taking a poke at it, that they only get 3, 5, 10 tries, whatever it is, before the whole system shuts down or makes
generally
it,
sometimes
captcha.
Yeah.
There's some that probably don't, but I mean most systems are, you know, the way they are.
Sure.
So, but it's the passwords offline that are really important, like the password to your router at home or something like that, where they can just sort of set up a system that you know, just cracks into something.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I follow you.
So if I had my router at home and my next-door neighbor, assuming I lived anywhere near that somebody could come close, actually there's a device by there's devices that may be able to make it so that they can go a very long distance, like a half a mile, and grab Wi-Fi, but that's
right.
Beside the point. So my next door neighbor decides that he wants to use my internet, and if he had the right gizmo that would crack passwords, and my password was Fluffy or whatever my dog's name was,
right.
Whatever. It doesn't take too long for one of these gizmos to try, you know, a million things a second.
Yeah, the device is called a pineapple. They're very easy to acquire and very easy to use.
So he gets a pineapple, turns the pineapple on. The pineapple begins to go, you know, quickly through normal things that people use for passwords. It first starts with the word password. Then
sure.
It goes to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Sure.
Then it goes to, and then it begins going through children's names,
right.
Know, popular children's names of the last 25 years. It can do all this inside of seconds, right?
Sure, yes.
And then, you know, goes on to other things. And if you don't have a serious password on sort of offline equipment, you're in big trouble, right?
You can be, but the thing is there's arguments to be made for a lot of this, because encryption is something that's been really done very sloppily largely by a lot of these companies, because most companies just don't care about your data being private. You know, Google doesn't care. Their entire model
is giving it away. Selling it, yeah.
Is based around them knowing everything about you. They can easily put an end-to-end encryption. You know, like offline passwords, things you're talking about. But they have no desire for that to ever happen, because that will kill their business model. Okay, they won't exist. It's important to have a good, strong password, you know, at that stage. But there's arguments to be made for, like, with your Wi-Fi network, to leaving it completely open.
What's that argument?
The argument is plausible deniability, for one.
But can't they look at inside your computer if your Wi-Fi network's open?
Well, if you're using ProXPN, no. That wouldn't happen.
I don't use a VPN every time I get on the internet,
right.
Generally, because there's some speed issues, right?
There can be.
Okay.
Yeah, there certainly can be. But that can get, you know, that's another thing where, again, we need to advance in these things. Like, the internet should be a lot faster. In fact, Google announced that they're working on 10 gigabit internet. That's 10 times faster than the fastest average internet we have in the United States.
I'm for that.
Now, if you had that, then your VPN wouldn't slow you down that much. If you were in Japan right now, or in Korea, where they offer 2 gigabit internet, which is twice as fast at least, you wouldn't notice. I don't think you'd notice the difference if you're using a VPN or if you're using Tor. It wouldn't affect you so much.
Well, Tor's slower than Christmas.
Yeah.
The few times I went on there just to sort of look at the Silk Road and look at Atlantis.
Right.
It was terrible. I would click off and go do stuff and then come back. Every time I did something on the page, I just, you know, it was awful.
Sure, yeah. But, I mean, you know, this is the great trade-off right now, is that real security, you know, is the trade-off for ease of use and speed.
Yeah. Real security is, I suppose, not being online at all, but...
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But, again, that's a toss.
So you think that one should use a VPN, like ProXPN?
All the time.
All the time. Okay. There you go. He's the expert.
It's really easy to do it. Don't get intimidated. You just install it and go.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, LRN.FM on Skype.
So, I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design, so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So, how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart, or almost any drugstore or convenience store, wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information, and then receive the Bitcoin safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous Bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many Bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LARPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Sorry about that. 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. 855-450-3733 or Skype us at lrn.fm. And it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
$6shirts.com. They want to be the t-shirt maker of the new Bitcoin economy. Bitcoin taking off. Lots of companies are taking Bitcoins, but they're not taking Bitcoins the way that $6shirts.com is. They're taking Bitcoins and spending Bitcoins, not turning them in for cash. They're attempting to be part of it. They believe in Bitcoins and they want to be part of the Bitcoin economy. So when you do your online shopping for t-shirts, go to $6shirts.com. They've got very clever t-shirts over there. I've got several of them.
Yeah, I've done two orders, actually.
You're wearing one right now?
I've got a Wayne Enterprises shirt on.
That's for the Batman fans.
Brian got me a great t-shirt on there, too. A
couple of them, actually.
Yeah, a couple, yeah.
Yeah.
So one of them has to do with Bigfoot.
Bigfoot.
You would love it, Mark.
I do love Bigfoot.
It says, gone Sasquatchin'.
Gone Squatchin'.
Don't sass the Sasquatch.
You are a sassy little Sasquatch.
$6shirts.com. I shaved my legs today. Jeez, Mark.
Well, it's winter. Why would you bother? If you enter coupon code FTL at checkout, you can get a free trucker hat. FTL, this is for FTL listeners. So it's a Bitcoin trucker hat at $6shirts.com. Let's go to Temper calling in from Legal Land. Temper, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, Mark?
All's well.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Tor. You guys said earlier that Tor is slow.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Tor, go ahead.
Tor isn't actually slow if you mean the network. It's like anything on, like, the hidden services is really slow because you can't block, like, DDoS attacks.
So...
Right, okay. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's getting to the services themselves can be a slow process. In fact, the NSA and the FBI have both been attacking Tor servers which is causing a degree of slowness. But right, what I think what Temper's saying is that in general, it moves at the same average speed as, you know, as the average internet does, but because of the, maybe the, for lack of a better word, insecure nature of Tor servers, you know, it makes things slow because, it, you know, there's just, you know, there isn't like SSL or all these things that would protect the average internet.
So what's I just don't understand. I thought Tor kind of bebopped you around the internet, kind of took you and bounced you around to a bunch of different servers. So it's like walking from here to the neighbor's house by walking around the block backwards.
Right, but that doesn't mean you're that the data itself is actually moving slower. Yes, it's traveling further, but it's not it's not technically slower.
Right. Well, that's the point. Is as if I walked to my next door neighbor by walking around the block the other direction. You know, I mean, the whole way around, as opposed to just turning right at the driveway and going into their driveway, I turn left and go all the way around the block and come back. I'm going to walk at the same speed as I go to the neighbor's house, but it's going to take me longer, and thus people are going to believe that I have been slow in my arrival.
To some degree, but then the answer to that is for more people to use Tor. That way you don't have to bounce around to so many nodes so much, or it can be bounced around quicker.
I see.
And so the more people that use Tor, the faster, you know, presumably it would get. And actually there's what they call flash badges, Tor flash badges. They have one's called Cupcake for Chrome, and then there's the Tor proxy flash badge for Firefox, which will actually, you don't have to be on Tor, but it will allow your web browser to act as a node, and you won't notice any slowdown. It's a great thing to help out the Tor network if you're going to use it. Anyway, go ahead.
So the flash badge, what is that? A plugin for your?
Yep, it's a plugin or an extension, depending on what you want to, you know, which browser you're talking about.
I see.
I recommend everybody add that to their browser.
Temper?
Well, I think you guys are wrong, because if you think about how the internet works, there's already 80 some hops sometimes to go from like here to China, which I'm in legal land, so try to figure that one out. And so the only addition that Tor adds is each of the three first hops are encrypted with a separate SSL certificate. So you have three layers of encryption, and the only slowdown is when those servers are slow at actually doing the encryption and decryption.
So are those servers slow?
Well, some of them are, but like last night I was downloading a file at like 9 megabit per second over Tor.
That's pretty fast.
That's actually pretty good.
I mean, I've been on Tor, gone and got a cup of coffee, and the page still hasn't loaded.
What, was it a dot onion?
Yes. Is that right?
So when you have a dot onion, you can't block bad traffic.
Right.
So there's no IP address to block, so you can't say, don't accept connections from this guy.
Right. So what Temper's saying is that, like, if you went to normal websites, you probably wouldn't notice, you know, that big of a difference. But when you go to a dot onion...
You're using the Tor network, you can go to normal websites?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this opens up, Tor opens up the dark web to you, but you don't necessarily, it doesn't mean that you only have to go to dark web.
No, people could use Tor all the time. You know, even though I recommend generally if you're going to go on Tor, if you're using Tor for the purposes to get to dot onion websites, you might want to pretend you're somebody else. You know, I mean, that's just a personal recommendation I make to people, but you don't have to. I mean, there's no reason that we can't just act like... you know, we're just doing our normal business, and we just happen to go to a Dot Onion website. I mean, the Hidden Wiki is an incredible...
How would I act like somebody else if I go to a Dot Onion website? I don't understand.
Well, my point being is that you would essentially, you know, if you're going to, like, say, Silk Road, the new Silk Road, or if you're going to other sites that offer services that are considered, unfortunately, illegal by governments around the world, you may not want to act like you're you know, that way you can't get prosecuted. You want to pretend that you're somebody else. And it's just a state of mind I recommend people do if they're going to use Tor services for what a lot of people, you know, flaunt Tor for having. You know, it's just a piece of advice, in my opinion.
Is that hard to do? It sounds really difficult.
Not really.
I've done it, so it can't be that hard.
Yeah, I mean, when I go on Tor, I just kind of pretend I'm the Green Ranger, and it's like, what would Tommy do? You know,
I'm not sure who Tommy or the Green Ranger are.
Oh, the Green Ranger from like Voltron. Power Rangers.
Okay, whatever.
Close enough.
Temper, anything else?
No, you guys lost me on Voltron.
Yeah. that was the funniest thing you said. So I just dropped him right there. You guys lost me on Voltron. Okay, so going on with this article from fee.org. The claim here is that partisan politics is dying, and I tend to agree that partisan politics is really having a lot of problems. I predicted back in the Bush administration that you would see a split in the Republican Party in 2012. Now, I'm not too far off because you're really seeing this whole Tea Party thing coming around. It could be that the Republican
Wait, what's the split?
I thought that you would see essentially the the moralist conservatives and the small government conservatives they just can't get along very well, you know. And I'm thinking that maybe that's going to be the case. The Democrats
sometimes they're one and the same though.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes they
I don't honestly I don't see many small government conservatives that are not moralists too.
Well,
do you? I mean, what are examples of them?
The libertarians are there. Plenty of libertarians.
I'm talking like you're talking about the National Republican Party, right?
Oh,
so on a national level, who are the examples of non-moralists?
Are you talking about politicians?
Yeah.
Well, the difficulty with a politician is they're liars. So therefore, they have to tell you don't know what they think.
Of course.
I mean, I can't tell you if Rand Paul, is a moralizer or if he's just pretending to be in order to.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I don't know the answer.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just saying if you think there's going to be a split in the Republican Party and the small government conservatives are going to separate from the religious right conservatives. I'm just curious what the evidence for that is. You know what I mean?
Well, what's the evidence for it having happened or for it to
happen? Are you saying it has happened or it's going to happen?
Yeah, I think that there's been some, there's been some shakeups. The Republican Party's, been beaten up pretty badly.
Yeah.
It's going to die in two decades. 2028, I believe, is what they said, or 28 years from now.
Yeah, and people
whites
are
will
saying,
be the minority.
But
the Republican Party is not set up to be anything but the party of white people at this point. And
yeah, but they're saying it's. I've heard that it's going to die because of the social conservatism, which they don't seem to be letting go.
They're having a terrible time doing it. So what are they going to do about that? I don't know, but is partisan politics dying? For partisan politics to die, only one of the parties has to die.
Then we'll just have a monopoly. One party.
Well, yeah, we
one party
already.
For one side.
But that's it again.
Right.
855-450-FREE. You're welcome to call in and question me on it. 855-450-FREE.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low price floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sales going on now. Visit lumberliquidator.com or your local store today.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.